Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. And at the beginning of every month, we begin with our opening prayer. This is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to raise our consciousness, raise our thinking, destroy the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, enmity, animosity, division amongst the human family. We desire to climb up out of such a low, base, wicked mentality, and we want to at the same time climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Allah. In this high conscious mental state, we will be enabled to see that it is to our benefit as poor working class masses of oppressed peoples of the earth. We must come together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my engineer, helper, producer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, the Mind of God program, or this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. We are ever grateful to the Most High for such wonderful and beautiful service. We pray the Most High continues to bless our beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. It's the beginning of the month. Let us get to our opening prayer. All praise is due unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, you get Yahuwah Ab or Yahuwah Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting. This means Yahuwah is father. Now, in the African Hebrew language, as we said, we recognize Yahuwah. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah. Now, that word, Allah, is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is also an African Hebrew word, as the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. 5927, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, you will find Allah, which has to do with excelling, which has to do with the ascender, the Almighty Father ascends us, raises us up from a low level to the highest level that we may dwell in the mind of Almighty Father Yahuwah Ab, and we may glean from the knowledge in the mind of the Almighty Father Yahuwah, that we may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system and the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and that we may set up the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Kemet, Egypt, the Almighty Father was known among many names. The name Amun stood for the Almighty Father, the sacred and divine masculine, which has to do with that which is hidden. This birth process takes place hidden, unseen in the darkness, that the womb may reveal to the light that which was hidden and unseen. So Father Amun, that representing that power hidden and unseen, the Almighty, sacred, divine, masculine power of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give all praise to our beautiful and wonderful Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again, we see that Moses refers to that same Yahuwah as also having the attribute of conceiving. Yahuwah is father and mother. Yahuwah begets and conceives. Yahuwah is an African Hebrew scientific word that teaches us of the law of birth, begetting and conceiving, the union of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine coming together to give birth to life. Yahuwah in the African Hebrew language is defined as existing and living, the existing one, the living one, coming together to give birth to life, existing, giving birth to existing, living, giving birth to living. Haya is the etymological root, one of the etymological root words of Yahuwah. Haya is that word that is descriptive of that phrase, I am that I am. When Moses was asking Yahuwah, who shall I say sent me? Say, I am that I am. I am that I am is Haya. Haya is defined as to be and to exist and to live, to bring into being, to cause to live. This is science, because Yahuwah is that power and force defined as existing that has caused the existence of all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist. This is getting us in tune with the science of the universe. in the book of Proverbs. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, kokmoth is the word for wisdom. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived. There's that word conceived. Only the mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit conceived Yahushua, Jesus. But she also conceived you and me, conceived the universe. The human family is mother of all, as father begat it and is father of all. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is the word for spirit. That word is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Kadosh is the word for holy in the African Hebrew language. Descriptive of every portion, parcel, part, and facet of the universe, all the way down to the molecular level. Atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, all in the universe, holy. Ruach Ha Kadosh. And you hear the Ka, Ruach Ka, Ka Dosh. The Ka is the word for spirit in Kemet, Egypt, because we knew that the whole of the universe permeates with the living spirit and soul of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, spelled with an I, L-L-A-H. Now, our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa illaha il Allah. Properly understood, none but our mother, Allah, in union with our father, Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, the African Hebrew language also, we find Allah as the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. You trace 5928, 5929. You see Allah. These are the feminine counterpart to Allah, Father Allah. Mother, Holy Spirit, under the titles Allah, 5928, 5929, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. These words have to do with ascending. Ascending. Because Mother, Holy Spirit raises us up, ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked system and facilitate, bring in, organize the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. 5930, we see Allah, which has to do with occurrence and circumstance. Mother Holy Spirit under the title Allah is teaching us that when we unite with the wisdom of Allah, Allah, we will be able to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, that we may bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. The African Twa, the ancient, ancient, ancient African Twa, they had Ila. That's where it comes from. The goddess, the vital force called Ilani. And then you have that word shortened to Ila, and you have Ila Tado in the African Twa language, meaning to pull on that vital goddess force. Like the baby pulling on the breast of the mother to bring into that baby life and all the vitamins and nutrients from the mother. So we see Mother Holy Spirit in the universe. We are able to pull on her the vital force of life. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, among many names known as Amonet, that womb that takes that which was hidden in the darkness, unseen, that sacred divine feminine, the womb, reveals into the light that which was hidden and unseen. Amonet means revealed. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Great and Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. You have Yahshua, which is that sacred divine word under the sacred and divine feminine, as there were many women in those days named Yahshua, salvation, health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance from the feminine polarity. Then you had Yahoshua, which is the masculine form of that word, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. We recognize both masculine and feminine, because only the union of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine will produce existing and living for all. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, crowned in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, which is to teach us, sisters and brothers, all of us are Christ. All of us have come through Christ. We all are the Word of the Almighty. That Word upholding every facet of the universe. We are that Word emanating from the mind of the Almighty. We are that spoken Word. We were spoken into existence scientifically by Yahuwah, the living and existing one, speaking ourselves as that word, hypostatic word, upholding and sustaining the whole of creation. We came through that Christ power, coming through Christ coming through with the aid of proton, the father, electron, the mother, Y chromosome, the father, X chromosome, the mother. We are that neutron in the atom cell of life inside the blastula with the proton Y chromosome father. We are that neutron, that word of the Almighty that comes through this Christ mechanism that you and I know as the atom cell of life, to take on human nature, to take on the flesh that is the flesh of the universe, that we would fulfill that which we learned from the Almighty when in Jeremiah 1:5, Yahuwah says, I knew you before you were formed in the wombs of your mothers, which means Yahuwah, father and mother, knew us before conception. And so before conception, we had a pre-existence. A pre-existence that pre-existed our physical incarnation. Alive with the Almighty. Alive in the waters of noon. Alive in that quartz plasma type water. Alive in the blue, black, green waters of noon. Alive in the light of truth emanating from the Almighty. Swimming and basking in integrity and truth and light. Receiving instruction from the Almighty that we promised the Almighty, that in Hebrews it says, Yahushua Jesus said, prepare me a body. Prepare me a body that I may go into that body and that I may lead captivity captive. Look around, sisters and brothers. Look at the situation in the earth today. Do not go to your religious houses and institutions and not say anything of current events and current affairs. You must know and understand that it is our duty to come together and lead captivity captive. All who are in the jails, all who are in the prisons, all who are imprisoned spiritually, mentally, morally, economically, ecologically, physically, we are here to lead the human family out of captivity. You can't do that until you deal with the system and deal with the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, and how the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families use their technocrats, presidents, prime ministers, governors, mayors, kings, queens, heads of governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions. These technocrats used by the wicked ruling class to facilitate a system of death, hell, and destruction. We promise the Almighty, prepare us a body. We will lead the sisters and the brothers out of such captivity. When we do that, we fulfill Christ in this day and time, facilitating life, ever giving birth to the neutron, the word of the Almighty, that the word of the Almighty may take on human flesh and take on human nature and take on the flesh of the universe, take on life substance, life reality in this realm that is the physical realm. That is not just Christ, as we have been taught in church. That is each and every one of us. Every cell on your body, in your body, is the Christ cell, the Christ atom of life. This is how we are the image of the Almighty. The image of the Almighty is existing and living for all. Every cell in our bodies is existing and living, because when you cut yourself, scratch yourself, those cells die. But then the body begins to produce new living cells. We are the carbon copy of the Almighty. Everything about us is existing and living. And so when we look and see that the system is destroying the human family, we have to get on our job, sisters and brothers. Get on our post. Revelation chapter 3, verse 22. We're yet in Revelation dealing with the fact that the poor working class masses of people have been stripped and robbed of our power to determine our lives. Self-determination, our communist, socialist, atheist sisters and brothers say. Not every communist, socialist is an atheist, but communist and socialist sisters and brothers, whether atheist or whether theists, talk about the power of self-determination. Right here in Scripture, Yahushua wants us to know that we need the power of self-determination. Look in Africa. Look at the Ebola virus. We know and we understand that the Ebola virus is a man-created disease. Population control. Those that created such virus, which broke out originally in Africa, Nigeria region, I believe, in the early 70s. And following that, you had the breaking out of AIDS. And in the late 50s, early 60s, those in government began to set aside monies for the scientific community to research how to create a disease that would destroy the human immune system, making you susceptible to dying from any disease. This virus destroys the immune system. Then a cold can take you out. Then a disease can take you out. So you had all of that going on in government, in the scientific community. Then you had Ebola breakout. You had AIDS breakout thereafter. You had SV40, which was a cancer that was given to people under the guise of vaccination for the polio. All of this wickedness going on in government, sisters and brothers. All of this going on to destroy the human family, to fulfill eugenics and the eugenicist view. And let us take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.